I'm not editing this episode, so no, I don't. I'd love to do it, but I don't have time. I'm going on a date this Sunday, you know.
Oh, what are you gonna do? You're gonna go see a big game together? You're gonna go see a nice game of Retro League? You're gonna go to the big stadium and watch cars knock a ball around?
You know, the thing is, Steven, maybe you can help me out. So she's a gamer just like me. But the thing is, I don't have any of those new consoles. I don't have a PS5 or a PS4 or a PS3. I don't have a Switch. I don't even have a Wii. I have just this old GameCube, which I've modded to play Homebrew on. So could you, like, maybe we could play like a fun team game, you know, like Rocket League, that's made for the GameCube, you know, something like that. Does that even exist? Is that like a real thing?
Wow, you are in luck, my friend. Really? Because what a coincidence. But recently, a version of Rocket League, a demake, was released called Retro League GX for the Nintendo GameCube that recreates the game on GameCube hardware.
Wow, that's cool. I'm going to open up gbatemp.net and read the article about this, posted by none other than Chari, our own Chari. Wow. And I'm opening up the video, and this is so cool. Wow. This, it's like Rocket League, but the graphics are worse.
And, of course.
But it looks just like it. Wow.
It looks just like it, and the cars are very, like, there's some, you know, design choices taken that I like, where the cars, they look kind of like pigs, I think.
Yeah, I thought that was cute. I was thinking, like, pigs, or, like, I don't know. I don't like the giant exhaust in their butts, but...
No, it's a little weird, but I mean, it does look good, and it looks like it plays basically like Rocket League does, right? Like, you know, you can jump, you got the flip, you got the boost, you got, you know, you can jump and then do a boost to fly and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, right now, it's still not completely there because there's, like, no music, so there's just this weird humming in the background of, like... And I don't know if it's just me. You mentioned the big exhaust in their butt. Maybe it's just me, but I find it a little disorienting because it looks kind of like a cartoon mouth, like Birdo's mouth or something. So I always think that exhaust is their face, but then it completely turns them around, you know, like because it's actually in their back.
It does kind of look like a face, but no, yeah. I was definitely thinking it was tooting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, but like when there's not exhaust coming out of it, it looks like a Birdo mouth. So like whenever the camera gets a little off, I always think it's the front of the car.
I'm watching the video, and just like real soccer, it's taking forever for somebody to get a goal. And yes, I called it soccer because this is America.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like a 5.5 minute video. I don't think a single goal is scored in it. Skip ahead to the end. Oh, there is one goal near the end.
It's interesting because I'm reading the post here, and it says that the developer is planning to port this onto the Nintendo 3DS, the Wii, and the PSP, and he's planning to release the source code sometime next year, which is, that's interesting. Okay, that's pretty cool. I could play this on my 3DS.
I would play this on my Switch. I don't have a Switch, but if I had a Switch, I would play this on my Switch.
But I'm pretty sure
real Rocket League is on your Switch.
Yeah, I know, but Rocket League doesn't have farting pigs.
That's it probably is in there somewhere. It's just behind a paywall.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. So there is right now it's only single player, and I don't know if it's split screen. There doesn't seem to be any mention of split screen, but right now there are plans to implement LAN multiplayer, and eventually it should be able to incorporate like with that you can use the online functions of something like Dolphin to play. So I don't know how that would work with the 3DS or PSP ports that are planned, but for the GameCube one at least, you should be able to play it over Dolphin if you really wanted to.
Speaking of Dolphin, unrelated, but when are we all gonna play Four Swords Adventures together? That could
never
be fun. Never.
Oh, on the with the MGBA input,
we get to play together and apart.
Wow, that would blow my mind. That would be amazing, dude.
Yeah, I ever played with my little brother, and he sucked.
I've used the Dolphin online thing to play together with someone. It is almost flawless, at least when I tried.
Wow. Insane.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, I gotta say. And it's very easy to set up, which is nice.
Are you playing Melee?
I was playing Mario Party.
Yeah. Okay.
You're playing what party?
Mario Party.
Mario Party?
Mario, whatever.
Who the fuck is Mario?
Mario.
What do you call him? Mario?
Yes. Like weirdo. His Italian name.
Yeah, we'll move to fucking Italy if you want to call him Mario.
No. It's me, a Mario.
No, he says Mario.
I don't give a fuck what he says.
What do you mean?
It's my mouth. I'll call him whatever I want.
Well, finally, somebody got a goal. I'm still watching the video.
Yeah, it takes a good while. It's like 4 minutes into a 5-minute video.
Jeez. Like,
yeah.
What do you call Yoshi? Yoshi or something?
Yoshi.
Yoshi? No, that. Oh, Yoshi. Come on.
Oh,
Yoshi.
My God. Did I tell you guys about the time? I think I told Steven about this. I was watching this guy, and he was explaining some how to do like a really hard boss fight in Kingdom Hearts. And he kept referring to them as Sora, Donald, and Goffy. Like, Are you kidding me? Because like he did it like totally serious, like that's what he legitimately thought his name was. I'm like, you know that it's, how can you possibly think it's Goffy? It's like, oh well, maybe he's just being like a weeb and he's giving him his like Japanese name, but I'm pretty sure his name in Japanese is also Goofy. And even if it was Goffy, it's based on an American thing, so I'm pretty sure the correct way would always be to call him Goofy. But anyway, it got me really mad, so I disliked it and left a really angry comment on that video.
Okay, so here's the thing.
And then I thanked him for helping me out.
When the character is like from a book or something, or from a medium where you can't like hear the name being pronounced correctly, then that's understandable, like mispronunciations. Okay, sure. But when it's literally from a cartoon where you can hear the other characters saying Goofy, what's wrong with you? What went wrong in the development of your brain that you've already heard it pronounced correctly? Why do you take that extra step mispronouncing it? Now, this isn't like a personal attack on you, Steven. Maybe, I don't know, this is a bit you're doing with Mario or something.
No,
maybe it's like an elaborate joke, but yeah, there are
no,
people
I'm just
like
talking
that
like a normal human being who says Mario like everyone else. You guys are weird if you call him Mario. Sorry to break it to you.
When's the movie coming out? When's the Mario movie coming out?
I don't know. Next year, maybe. I don't know.
Steven, what's the name of the Dragon Ball series? The one in the middle.
Z.
What?
Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, see, I assumed you'd call it Dragon Ball Z or some shit.
No, why would I? I'm not a fucking idiot.
what do you,
but you call him Mario?
Okay,
yeah, because that's why I'm not a fucking moron dipshit.
How do you call the best Microsoft owned racing franchise?
Forza.
Thank God. I thought it was gonna be like Forza or something.
Forza.
Oh man, Forza. Forza is so fun. I really want to play it. I'm thinking about saving up my money for Forza Motorsport 7. I think I'll have it all ready by like late September, possibly early November. Aren't you guys excited?
Ooh,
for
wow,
me to be able to do that?
You know, man, I got bad news for you.
What?
Forza Motorsport 7 will be delisted on September 15th, 2021.
God damn
it. You're not going to be able to buy it anymore after that day, and you won't be able to play it on Game Pass anymore.
That's a tragedy. What's even worse is that I forgot that October was a month, and I jumped from September to November.
I did think that was a little weird. I'll have it by late September or early fucking January. I don't know. October is a really expensive month. I got to spend all my Forza money on Halloween candy. I'm building a sick Mario costume.
Yeah. We can't play that no more after that.
Yeah. So, well, it's being delisted from the store, which happens semi-regularly with most games. So if once it's delisted, you can't buy it anymore. But if you own it, you can still play it. And the online functions will still work.
Yes. And on top of that, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but I want whoever makes the title of this video to be allowed to say, lawyer explains. So I'll quickly explain. The reason why it's going to be delisted is because there's a lot of intellectual property involved in everything. And they can't hold on to everything for so long that goes into these games due to the third-party licensing issues. So they're only allowed to be on the store for about 4 years, and that's the law. So legally that's the law, and they have to follow the law and get rid of it. And
I don't care about the law.
Been explained to you. Also, crime is bad.
So here's the interesting thing about Forza Motorsport 7 going down, because all the Forza games go down after about 4 years. Motorsport 6 did, so did Horizon 3. But the, so the Horizon or the Forza series is kind of split in half. It's almost like Call of Duty, where one would come out every year. It would be a Motorsport developed by an American team, and then Horizon developed by a British team. Motorsport was all racing. Horizon was like kind of an open world thing. And Motorsport 7 came out in 2017, Horizon 3 in 2018. Then there was no Forza game for 2 years. And now another Horizon is coming out this year, which means when Motorsport 7 goes down in September, there's not going to be another Motorsport game to replace it. There's going to be no Forza Motorsport games at all. And the only one on the store will be Forza Horizon 3, which is the newest one. It's kind of a weird situation that hasn't really come up before, where a game is getting delisted that quickly. And you think since this happens every couple years, they would extend their licensing agreements, but maybe it's just not...
Sometimes it's difficult to do that. I mean, like, yeah. Rockstar has a buttload of money, and they're still not... I mean, Call of Duty... Am I all right?
Okay, buddy.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
What's it called? Because you just said...
I was thinking about that.
I'm thinking of Activision again. No, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, they had to... And Vice City especially had to get rid of like almost all of their music due to licensing issues. Even though they were still pretty loaded back then, it's just really hard to hold on to this stuff. And they probably expected, you know, to delist this game because they always want you to buy the newer ones, you know?
But then they forgot to make the newer ones.
Hey, that's true. Are these sold digital or physically?
Yep, there are discs for them.
Okay, so then they're good.
Yeah, you can still get them, but it's just a little weird. I'm pretty sure there are discs. I should double check, but I believe there are.
So, listen, Steven, are you near your computer right now?
I can get there.
Listen, can you search for me? Have any Need for Speed games been delisted because of this? Because of license agreements, because I know Need for Speed uses real cars. They don't do like in GTA where they call like the cars like different names and they change the design. So it's like kind of a Ferrari, but not really a Ferrari. But Need for Speed uses like real car brands and stuff, and I don't see them getting delisted. So what's up with that?
Yeah, no, that's actually something I was thinking about too, because a lot of franchises don't get their stuff delisted for that. Need for Speed, the only stories that come up for delisted games are ones from about 10 years ago at the latest, or at the most recent, that are getting delisted because their servers are being shut down. That's it.
Oh, like, okay.
So it has nothing to do with licensing, these Need for Speed ones that are going away.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and like it's even someone pointed that out. There's a tweet from the Forza Motorsport account, and someone points that out and no one like, but there's really no answer to it. The only, I guess maybe EA just keeps re-upping those licenses, maybe, but I don't know why they would, why Forza is so unwilling to. Like, generally, Microsoft will throw out money after anything, so.
There's also, like, real-life tracks that they use in the game, and they have licensing agreements for those as well. That's interesting. I did not know you could copyright a track, like a piece of road. You can copyright that. That is, huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of races... I don't know if I should do this segue.
Try it.
I just want to say briefly, I tried to look into it. Apparently Need for Speed doesn't have nearly as many cars as Forza, and people are saying maybe that's the reason Need for Speed doesn't get delisted. You know? Okay. Like, it only has like...
It doesn't have like that many cars, really, Need for Speed games. At least the ones that I played. Yeah.
So maybe it's easier to sort out those licenses. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. You can do your...
I'm not doing it. Let's just jump right into it. Okay. Eric, I know you play Pokemon Go, so I know you like to Netflix and chill a lot. So I'm so terrible at this. This news is going to be cool for you. Netflix is supposedly doing a live action Pokemon show. Oh my god, I've never seen Eric more happy. Wow, he's just radiating with positive energy right now.
I have a question.
Sure.
Is the Pokemon live action Netflix show going to be available on American Netflix.
And, oh, no. Jeez.
Don't let them.
And it's available in a different country, you could just use ExpressNord VPN using my code and you'll get money down. No money down, actually. As a matter of fact, it's no interest for 3 years if you use
It's going
code.
To be all the money down the fucking drain, and there's no interest in this ad. Fucking shut up, Eric, and stop this shit. Get this shit over with. Get the goddamn show on the road.
Oh, yeah. Get the show on the road with Rode VPN.
Rode VPN.
Let's get the show on the Netflix, the Pokemon live action show.
Oh.
What do you guys think about Pokemon live action?
I like Detective Pikachu.
I liked that a lot. That was really good.
I didn't watch it because
it's good.
I was doing cooler things like playing Pokemon Go.
It's good. You should watch it. It's like surprisingly good. I didn't like the Charizard though, but other than that, yeah, it was good.
Charizard looked a little weird, but that movie was way better than it had any right to be. And I actually kind of liked the beginning of it where you see people like just kind of living in the Pokemon world, because it starts off with this dude and he's, I guess, wants to be a Pokemon trainer, or he's trying, and he throws a Pokeball at, I think, a Cubone.
Yep.
And then him and his friend run away, and they're like, it's like a scene out of a movie where, like, if you pissed off a bear, like, they're like, this Cubone is going to kill us. And I'm like, that's kind of interesting that, I guess, in the Pokemon world, if you screw up catching it, you will get murdered by these animals, which kind of changes the whole dynamic. Right? Am I crazy about that? I never got the impression from the games that if you fail at catching a Pokemon, you might die.
I think that's what happens in the anime.
Well, hold on. That's what happens in the beginning of every game, because like the professor is like, oh shit, I'm about to get mauled by a Houndour or something, and then you're like, hey, beat it up.
I don't remember that happening.
That's how Generation 3 starts.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. See, I'm not a big Pokemon guy. I didn't know that they were considered genuinely lethal a lot of the time.
They are. Like, I think the Pokemon universe was started by a Pokemon that you can catch and train. Arceus. Yeah. Arceus.
Yeah.
Arceus.
Arceus. I don't know if you can actually, like, catch it.
Officially, you can't.
Officially.
Yeah. There was supposed to be an event for Platinum, but it never happened.
It was too difficult for people to figure out.
Yeah, because you're catching God? Like, this is God. This isn't, like, Groudon who made all the land. No, this is literally the guy who created the entire universe. But you can still catch the Pokemon that created space and time. That makes sense. And you could put them on a computer. What? Okay. Sure. That's a weird flex.
And you could catch multiple versions of them in Pokemon Go.
Yeah, Pokemon never made sense. I don't know how you can put it in a movie like, okay, so you can convert these Pokemon into data and keep them in like these balls? What? And you can upload them to computers? How does that... It doesn't make sense.
That's why I'm excited for the show, because if it's live action, that grounds it in reality a little bit inherently. So like, no matter how stupid and weird it gets, it needs to deal with how stupid Pokemon is a little bit, which I find sort of interesting. And I hope it's very dumb all the time.
Yeah, I'm just worried about the CGI, because you need to really put a lot of effort into the CGI to make it look right. Like, I think Detective Pikachu was the one that came the closest. Still not, I wouldn't say perfect, but like in some scenes it's pretty spot on. I don't know how you'd, like, even though this is Netflix, it probably has like $10 million per episode of a budget. How you can like make the CGI look good? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, okay, so this is being run by the guy that ran
Lucifer
on Netflix. And that has, I haven't really seen much of it. I've seen like screenshots and stills and stuff, and like that had a decent CGI budget. I mean, you need a dude looking like the devil most of the time. So now, I mean, that's not the same as a whole world where there's like, yeah, monsters moving and constantly around. No, it's not the same thing, but
yeah,
I don't know. What are the odds you think this actually ends up happening? Because didn't we have rumors of a live action Zelda show from Netflix a while ago?
Well, the thing is, I have excuse me, I have total faith in Netflix in this happening, because they have Netflix has a tendency of doing really good with video game properties as well as anime properties. After all, they did the Death Note. That was great. The Witcher was on par with the earliest best seasons of Game of Thrones. You had, I believe that the Pokemon thing will be amazing as well. I mean, Netflix, they're always killing it and they're looking good doing it, Queen. Yeah, so I have faith. I have faith that it's going to be good and that they are going to do the Zelda one. And they're going to have Link talk. And he's going to have an Australian accent. And it's going to be fine. And we're all going to be happy.
And he's going to be Asian. For no reason. And Zelda's going to be a race that you don't even know what race she is. She's like a mix of everything. So you can't be racist. Oh, yeah.
That's how we do it in here, son. Race swapping with fictional races. Zelda, I mean, Link is going to be a Zorloff. What's the name of the
Zora.
Zora, there you go. That's Zoloft.
He's going to be like an antidepressant.
I'm going to be on Zoloft when I watch that show.
It's going to be a Zoloft.
You know what I meant?
The Legend of Prozac.
Link's just depressed. He doesn't want to do anything.
Link's that's how they keep the CGI budget down. There's no monsters. It's just
let's go on an adventure, Link. Not feeling it.
Yeah.
He just wakes up. He's like, I'm in a cave, and an old man throws a sword at him and says, "Go."
That's how they're gonna make the Netflix adaptation of Pokemon. They're just gonna have the trainer sit at home, stuck with his mom,
and like Pikachu comes up and is licking him on the couch, and you push him off the couch. He's like, "I just can't do it today, Pikachu. Leave me alone. I'm sorry. I can't take care of you."
That's how they keep the budget down, and then it's just gonna be like a psychological thriller about suicide and stuff.
That's kind of what Ocarina of Time was. Remember at the beginning of that, Link's just trying to sleep in this fairy, just keeps smacking him out of the face. Hey, he wakes up. He's like, I gotta do what? Oh, I just gotta go to the tree. Fine. This loser won't let me through without a sword. Oh my god, I almost got killed by a boulder. I have to spend money on a shield. What do you want, tree? You want me to?
Yeah.
Oh, you do this. Now I gotta leave. Oh my god, now I gotta grab all this stuff, and now I gotta pull out this sword, and now I'm old, and I feel weird, and puberty happened, and I was spending 7 years with this old guy, and then now I have to go to seven more of these.
When did he spend 7 years with an old guy?
When he was sleeping in the Master Sword.
He was sleeping?
I thought he time traveled.
I don't know.
He just fall asleep.
What happened? Like stasis.
Okay, he traveled through time, right? But he woke up like older, which means that he was sleeping.
His body was frozen.
Where?
In the temple.
In the temple of time, right? Who's the old guy in the temple of time? What are you talking about?
The I forgot his name. The what? Sage.
There's a lot of sages. Sword. There's six sages.
Yeah, and he was the one. I don't remember his name, man.
How do you not know this? This is literally your favorite video game franchise.
Oh my god.
Like, ask me anything about Pokemon. Shut up.
What's this dude's name? This dude's name is friggin'.
Just open the YouTube comments. Friggin'. Tell you.
No, not that one. Not that. Okay, I wasn't gonna remember. His name was Rayru. R-A-U-R-U. Rayru.
Rayru Shadow Legends?
Yeah, he was a sage.
Oh, nice.
Wait, is it sage or is it sage?
It's sage.
Okay. You see, now this, because there's no voice lines in Ocarina of Time, so if I mispronounce that, that makes sense, right? Because I've only seen it in written form, right?
But if you're calling him friggin' Goffy, you're a maroon.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. How do you forget about the double O? It's the moon, not the mon. Come on.
Pokemon.
Mon. Pokemon. All right. Were we talking about Pokemon? Who cares?
Yeah. Okay. Should we talk about Chris Chan or should we delay that?
We're not talking about that. We're not.
Okay, so talking. We'll delay we're not, that conversation just like Horizon Zero West is.
No, Forbidden West, bro. Forbidden West.
Forbidden West. Horizon Zero.
I wrote Zero West to trick you.
Horizon Forbidden Dawn.
It is called Forbidden
Delated
West.
Rumir.
I think Eric's having a stroke.
You can't just write down things that we're supposed to talk about and not use proper.
What the fuck? You're supposed to know what you're supposed to do. What are you fucking Ron Burgundy? You just read whatever I write in the topic list? It's a yes. Google Doc. It's not a fucking it's not an official document. I didn't fucking print out bullet points. It's a shitty Google Doc where we talk about Mickey Mouse and fucking Donald Trump real estate tycoon. It's not that fucking important, Eric. You can just look up the goddamn story yourself and do your job.
No, all I have is Horizon Zero West. Delayed Rumir.
Yeah, it's not my job to provide you with all the news, my man.
That's literally what you do. You're a reporter.
Fuck you. You're fucking. You're on the goddamn. You're on the podcast. No. You're supposed to know about it before. We don't just come on and you look at a headline. You're like a commenter that just reads the headline and then comments and gets all pissy when he's fucking wrong about everything.
I'm representing the average user, a GBA temp.
Yeah. And last week you were making fun of the average user's comments, so why don't you take your own advice and fuck the shit.
You can make fun of yourself while making fun of other people, my guy.
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
Okay, I'm self-aware.
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
Okay, well, you're a moderator. You're supposed to, like,
yeah,
like,
why don't you get in?
Us.
You do
What's
your job. Nobody.
We're supposed to be talking about video game news. We're so off topic.
Moderate,
damn it.
Okay, I'm giving Steven a 2-point warn and a 3-day suspension from the
floor. All right, I'm out. Bye, everybody.
All right. I don't know if he was the one who initiated the argument. Who cares? Anyways, it's over. And so, not only is that argument over, but it seems Horizon Zero West is over.
Wait. Damn it!
See? This is what I'm talking about.
Forbidden West. That was a joke.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just joking. I'm not incompetent.
No, you're excellent, buddy. You nailed it.
Yeah, and so what? I saw an awesome theory about this on Twitter. Right.
Okay.
I saw a lot of things on Twitter today, but
yeah. Hold on. I think we should say up front that this is rumored. This isn't confirmed yet. Sony still hasn't. They said that they are planning for it to come out in holiday of this year, but they did say recently they're not 100% sure it'll happen. And now Jason Schreier is reporting that from an unnamed source that it has been delayed, but Sony has not responded to his request for comment. Just so everyone is on the same page. Anyway, what did you see on Twitter, Alan John?
I saw that people were theorizing that it was delayed because Breath of the Wild 2 was delayed to 2022.
Really?
Want to compete?
Seems reasonable. Because what year did Breath of the Wild 1 came out?
It's 2017.
What about Horizon, the first game?
Didn't they come out on the same day?
Yeah.
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 And you think they want to do that again?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they came out a week apart. Sorry.
Exactly. Yeah. Why wouldn't they do that again? Makes sense.
Why would they want to do that again? It's easier to not compete.
I mean, they're not competing because they're on completely different systems.
Well, they're still competing.
Yeah, they cater to a similar audience, for sure.
I don't think there's much of an overlap.
How many people do you know have both a PS Station and PS a Station. Nintendo Station?
Well, my mom calls both of those Nintendos, so...
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think there's much of an overlap between Switch users and PS5 or PS4 users. I don't think so. However, you know what? Yeah, I think there is quite an overlap, but I don't think there's going to be like much competition in that.
I mean, I had both. I mean, well, my brother had a Switch. My girlfriend has both.
Nice. Lots you have a girlfriend. Have cool.
Haha. Yeah, that was just a little humble brag right there. Wow. Yeah. What was I talking about?
He just says girlfriend and he's immediately like, where was
Horizon,
I?
Shut up. Horizon Forbidden West and Breath of the Wild 2. two are definitely competing with each other.
You know what? I hope they're taking their time to fix Aloy's face because she got fat. They need to trim her down.
That's what caused the delay. She needs to hit the gym.
She definitely needs to. I mean, look at that moon face. Come on. This isn't acceptable. What is this? Returnal? Come on. We need attractive female leads. And I hope. No,
we need attractive male leads. We need Link to start buffing up. Dude's skinny as hell.
That's what I was going to say. I think Nintendo delayed Breath of the Wild 2 because they're doing the opposite. They're giving Zelda a bigger, fatter ass. I think that's what's going on.
No.
Yeah, it needs to happen. Listen, when Breath of the Wild came out, don't you remember all the screenshots of that cutscene where Zelda's like, you know, trying to grab something off the ground, you know, on the grass. Yeah. That was a popular screenshot.
Oh, so yeah.
They definitely want to boost that thing in order to boost the sales, if you know what I mean.
They're putting all their points in the character creator into that one stat. No means.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to get canceled for this in the next 2 years.
Both of you.
Yeah.
I'm already canceling you over here.
Nice.
You guys are acting like you work at Activision or something.
Well, I don't know if we're that bad. Have you heard about all the shit happening at Activision this week?
Oh my god. We usually
it's just more of the same.
We usually don't talk about the same topic twice in a row on the Tempcast. But
we just do lots of throwbacks.
So many things have been popping up lately because the workers, they went on a strike and, you know, more and more employees and ex-employees are coming out with these insane, insane stories. Like just one of them, there was, okay, so former Warcraft developers were at BlizzCon and they were in a hotel room dedicated to Bill Cosby, and they like took this creepy photo with a portrait of Bill Cosby and all the developers like waving, and it's super weird. And what's even weirder is that it was taken in 2013. This was way before the allegations became public, so they probably knew something, right? Like, why else would you do that? And another one is you linked to it. So an IT worker secretly filmed colleagues in the office bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of screwed
up. That's an odd one. Yeah.
What was the other one? There was another one about them. Yeah.
The hacker.
Yes. Yes. Oh, God, that is so screwed.
You posted that one. You know that story better than I do.
So Blizzard recruiters asked a hacker if she liked being penetrated. Why are you laughing? That's
not funny.
It's so horrible. It's horrific.
I know.
This is like something you do in high school, not in a multi-million dollar company.
Yeah.
So this is like really inappropriate. Is it funny?
No.
No, not at all.
I'd laugh at it.
No.
But it's not funny. Yeah.
No.
I mean, I laughed when I read this, but it's not like funny. You know what I mean? You know, it's not like a joke. It's something like, yeah. So this isn't appropriate at all. And just as the week goes, there's like more and more of these allegations coming up. Like, what is up with that Bill Cosby thing, though? I think it's... Oh my god, I forgot about this, but I don't know if we should talk about this. So Steven, edit this out if this is unconfirmed, but I saw a photo of Jeffrey Epstein's black book, which is basically a list of names that he has blackmail on. One of those names was Bobby Kotick.
It was?
Now.
Yeah.
So I'll just say one quick thing, and you could go ahead. This is, by the way, for law reasons. This is I'm not saying Bobby Kotick did some bad stuff with Jeffrey Epstein. I cannot confirm that this image that I saw online was real. This is simply, I'm just saying what I saw on the internet, and this is not an allegation whatsoever. I think I worded that correctly.
I like how you tell Steven, you're like, hey, if this isn't true, feel free to cut it out. So now you're putting the pressure on Steven to go ahead and fact check it.
Yeah.
So like, you could have just said a bunch of bullshit. And it's like, hey, Steven, you know what? I got, here's the thing. I heard that Joe Biden like eats dogs. Like, if that's true, keep it in. If it's not, you gotta get rid of that. So go ahead, figure that out for me. And then we'll then get back to me. I don't want to look stupid by saying that.
Yeah, I was thinking that a little bit. I was like, oh shit, I gotta figure out if that's real.
it's like, hey guys, remind me to do something so that when you forget to remind me, it's your fault, not my own.
I will say that image, Bobby Kotick's name is spelled differently. Maybe it's a different guy. Maybe it is a Bobby Kotick, because that's how it's written.
What about the email though? Do you see the email?
I did not see the email.
Oh, okay. Speaking of emails, hey, get rid of this if it's not good, but if it's the Hillary Clinton.
It's all coming together. Epstein, Bill Cosby, Hillary Clinton.
I heard that they eat babies or something. What was that about?
I can't remember.
I don't know. Steven will figure it out.
Yeah, I'll cut it out if that's not real.
Here's the thing. Everybody, you know that if you're listening to this, that means that Steven fact-checked it and it's all true. So.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Sure.
Yeah, that's how the law works. Eric is a lawyer. He wouldn't tell me to do anything that isn't right. So
I usually just tell the judge things. I'm like, listen, judge, look this up if this is true. But here's my argument.
As a public defender. He didn't
do it. I mean, he told me that he did, but he didn't really do it. You know what I mean? And just strike that if like I'm lying. You know? Yeah.
It's all coming together. It's all, you know, the Nintendo Switch getting hacked and Jeffrey Epstein suddenly dying in jail from a suicide. And, you know, I don't know. This Activision stuff, it's all coming together.
You know what's equally as bad and also probably related?
What?
Chris Chan.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Tempcast. We're ending it right here, and we're not talking about anything else. This was the 50th episode.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
We're getting up to a year, episode. Man. We're almost at a year. One a week for a year.
This is the last episode of the Tempcast ever. We're done, by the way. Forgot to tell you guys. That's it.
We hit 50.
No more. That's enough. Our contract has expired. Costello hasn't replied to my emails.
We
so
lost
if he
the
doesn't
lease
reply
on the
to
Texas
them,
studio.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the lease
see
is
you in
off.
The reboot in 4 years, I guess.
Yep. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.